Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do, when
I was a little
girl,
I grew up,
when I started to live alone.
You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that all has been well in your family circle. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. I just want to take out this time to send out condolences to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, in the last 48 hours, last 24 hours. Hallelujah. And let you know that you are not alone, that you have pilgrims and sojourners and disciples and men and women all across the earth that are praying with you and praying for you, that God will bring about relief and bring back contentment unto your weary soul. So just know that you're not alone. You might be alone physically, but spiritually, you're not alone. Hallelujah. So I just want you to be encouraged on this morning, and may God richly bless you. I just thank you for allowing me to come into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me to come into your work area. And then I want to thank you for allowing me this opportunity to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion, hallelujah, on your podcast dial. And I just thank my loyal and faithful listeners that continually to tune in to this program. Tell you, you're just a vital asset to this program. I mean, you're not just, you know, somebody that's, you know, not being recognized, but I want you to know that you are somebody. You are men's and women's of God that love God, that want to find out more about God and who God is and what his standards are and what he can do in your life as a believer. So I just want you to know that you are somebody, and God is going to bless you for being a faithful and loyal listener of this program. And may God richly bless you, hallelujah, as only he can and he shall. For God say he loves a cheerful giver. And so you can say, well, you know, Overseer Ward, I haven't given you any finances or anything. But it don't have to be all the time in monetary worth. You know, it can be your time, you know. So whatever, or your talent, or whatever that you render unto God, you know, that's between you and God. But we know that God says he is a rewarder. So God will bless you for being a blessing. So, you know, just know that your time is not gone unnoticed, because God see all, he knows all, and he's writing it down in the Lamb Book of Life. Hallelujah. So I just want you to just come aboard. I have the chat room. It's open, and you can just bring your beautiful selves on in and bring all your digital devices, as I call them, my toys, because we are in need of them. We're in a high-tech world, and so they are very vital in our lives and our everyday-to-day itinerary as we go to and for in this world. So just bring them aboard and get you a good seat and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God. Hallelujah. And if you have any prayer petitions at the conclusion of this program, you are welcome to call in and talk live with the host. Hallelujah. And present your prayer petition. Hallelujah unto God. You know, don't be shy, but call in and you can speak to me live and just know that I love you. I might preach rough and tough, but down under all of that, I am a loving woman. And so I want you to know that I love you. God love you, number one, because we have to always put God number one before anything and anybody. But just know that, you are welcome to call in your prayer petitions, because God is yet a prayer answering God. God is still on his throne. God hasn't went anywhere. God is the same as he was 2,000 years ago. He's that same God. He can heal. He can deliver. He can set the captain free. So just know that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. So I'm just asking you to come aboard on this morning, those of you that are out there in my digital listening audience. I'm just, hoping and praying that you will come in and sit a spell, as I said before, as I bring unto you the divine word of truth. And may God bless you real good. Hallelujah. And so right now we're going to go into our opening prayer. So I'm asking those of you that will to bow your heads as we go down in prayer. And we're going to acknowledge God, because every time that we come across this podium, every time that we come across this stage, we want to always acknowledge God. He said, in all that you do, acknowledge me, and that's God, and I will direct your paths. So we know that when we keep God at the forefront of our lives, God will keep us on this straight and narrow path. So we're not going to go to the left, not to the right, but we'll stay steadfast and unmovable. So I'm just warning you right now, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others our Lord and our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. And he's going to come back after us one of these historical days. But until he cracked those clouds, we will continually to keep on working. He said to work till he comes. So we're going to keep on working. We're going to keep on telling the world about Jesus and hopefully, winning souls for the kingdom of God. God will do the convicting. We do the witnesses and leave the rest to God. So as I first stated, until God cracked those clouds one historical day, we will continue on in his will and in his way. Hallelujah. And we will just, continually, hallelujah, to just serve God with our whole heart and soul. And we just thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, on this morning. We thank you for your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We also thank you, gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to congregate and gather together in unity of holiness and love on this morning. We thank you, God, for just enabling us to unite around this spectrum, God. And we will continually, God, to mount up from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, God, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very souls. Father God, we won't take your glory, won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the cathedral of faith say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And without any further ado, we're going to take you on into a live program that's already in progression. And our sermon on tonight, and well, let me give you that number before we get into our program. Let me just give that number out to you. So at the conclusion of this program, I have time allowed it and set aside for you to call in with your prayer petitions. And that call-in number is 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74. And so you're welcome at the conclusion of this program to call in with your prayer request. All right, I'll be with you. I'm scheduled to be with you 1 hour. And we're going to set out a little time for the hymns of Zion, but I won't be with you too much over that time, but we're going to let God do the leading and I will follow. So we're going to go right now on into, dig on into the Word of God. And our sermon on this morning entitled Price of a Soul. I want to say that one more time. Price of a Soul. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads this. He who wins souls is wise. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Proverbs 11 and 30. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture, and it reads this. Hallelujah. It says that, pray the Lord of the harvest to send our laborers into his harvest. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 9 and 38. All right, we're going to read our third and final key scripture for this morning. And it reads like this. I commend to you, Phoebe, our sister, who has been a helper of many. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 16 and 1 through 2. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so we're talking about price of a soul. And according to a Wall Street Journal article, that was an individual who wanted to find out if he was missing something as an atheist. So he decided that he would spend 1 hour of church attendance for each $10 bid by the highest bidder. And an evangelist minister won with an offer of $504. Now, I'd like to ask you that are out there in my digital listening audience on this morning, how much would you pay for the opportunity to present Christ to an unbeliever? We find out that the Apostle Paul gave a lot more than $504 in his endeavor to bring the gospel to the people who had never heard of Jesus Christ. He traveled many long, hard miles across, hallelujah, the world. In a gripping account, he told of his experience of his shipwreck, his imprisonment, his flogging, his stoning, his beating, his exhaustion, his hunger, his being cold and peril. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 11 and 23 through 28. Now, we know that in the last 2,000 years of missionary effort, we know that violent men and women have left their homeland to proclaim Christ in the remote, primitive, and dangerous settings. We find out that many have lost their lives. Others, hallelujah, have suffered persecution in many parts of the world. And even today, we can talk publicly about Jesus is a risk and a hardship. You can be jailed and even killed. But when we consider Jesus' sacrifice for you and I and us, any sacrifice we make to bring others to him is worth the cost. We know that we can't, hallelujah, be, hallelujah, we cannot be any different than Jesus. We know that Jesus gave his life. Hallelujah, Jesus gave his life. And if Jesus gave his life, we have to be willing and ready to give our life if need be. We cannot be above God. God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So we can ask God to give us a passion for souls, dear Lord, a passion to save the lost. Oh, that thy love whereby all adored and welcome at any cost. When you and I and us, we open our heart to the Lord, he opens yours and mine and our eyes to a lost and broken world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And you know, if you are like most people, hallelujah, when you think about what God does, something important, you ask, well, you know, I'm not such a smart person or a very geniality person, but I'm just a person that, you know, I have ideas, and you might feel like you're unimportant and that Jesus only uses important people. But I'm here to tell you that God used ordinary people to get his job done. And you and I and the rest of us just fill space until Jesus comes. But we know that most often in Scripture, we see that God uses ordinary folks just like you and I. Just take a look at the unlikely prophet of the Old Testament and the disciples of the New Testament. We find out that the girl in 2 Kings 5 was just an ordinary servant. Yet she bravely suggested that Naaman go to the prophet of Israel for healing. What sounded like a simple request was actually a bold suggestion. For Naaman to go to Israel, it would mean turning his back on the local pagan god, inviting criticism from the country. This namely servant could have paid a steep price for the making a suggestion like that. But she knew where the true source of healing was because of her deep concern for Naaman's well-being. She courageously put herself at risk, hallelujah, to direct him to that source. We know that in this life, we put ourselves at risk as being commissioners of Jesus Christ. We go out to the highway, the byway, the hedges. We go into the hills. We go into the dark places. We go into evil spirited places. We go to unwelcome places to witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not always a pretty setting when you go out to preach the word of God, to minister and to evangelize. You don't know what you will encounter. But we know that when we go out to witness for Jesus, we are witness to lost souls, that someone might be compelled by God's, hallelujah, conviction to give his or her life unto Christ. We know that the one and the only living God, hallelujah, like this young servant girl, so we can be willing, all of us, to be used by God to guide families and friends to the true source of hope and healing. And we don't know, like I said, we don't know where we have to go in this life to reach a soul. Someone might be at their weakest end, you know, in a remote area. like I said, that's dangerous, you know, and you don't know what to suspect, but we just believe that wherever we go, that God is with us. God said in his word that he'll never leave us. He will never leave us alone. He will never fail us. He will never neglect us. He will never reject us. But God will be with you and I to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. So God is just looking for some ordinary people like you and I to do extraordinary things. God is not looking for scholars, but God is looking for willing workers to go out into his vineyard and bold soldiers that is not afraid. Gospel of Jesus Christ. And you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. But you are able bodies, ready, willing, and able to go and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded of a film. It was the Saving of the Private Ryan, and it was disturbingly graphic, and it tells the gripping story of World War II, of a rescue squad said he sent to bring a soldier out of harm's way. One by one, the squad members are killed, sacrificed for the life of Private James Ryan. And finally, mortally wounded and near death, squad leader called young James close and simply says, "Earn this." Men had given their lives to save Private Ryan. Hallelujah. And he needed to embrace the sense of indebtedness such sacrifice should engender. Ryan owed his life to those who had rescued him. And we're reminded again that Paul likewise felt indebted to Christ. He had sacrificed himself to pay for Paul's sin and set him free from judgment and death. Paul's response, he said that, "I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 1 and 14. You might ask, why was he indebted to them? The Greeks and the barbarians hadn't died for him, nor had the wise or the unwise, but Jesus had. We know that the sacrifice of the Son of God on his behalf was so overwhelming to Paul that he felt he owed it to everyone to make sure they heard of God's redeeming love. His sense of indebtedness to Christ made him a debtor to all who needed the Savior. You and I and us earn God's gift of love, but we have an obligation to share it with others who need him. And we can just ask God to keep us faithful and keep us grateful. Keep us serving and telling of his love while yet I may. We can never sacrifice too much for him who sacrifices all for you and I. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that when Jesus saw the masses, he was moved with compassion for them. In the law of Matthew 9 and 36, we find out that his disciples said that the harvest truly is plentiful. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send our laborers. So God is needing you and I and us. And he's needing more. He's calling on all laborers. Hallelujah. To go out into the vineyard and to win souls to the kingdom of God. He's sending laborers out. He's sending them out to preach the good news of his kingdom. And it is estimated that only 10% of the world population of 6.3 billion are believers in Jesus Christ. More than 25% has never heard of Jesus, love even once. But as his disciples today, not you and I just do the talking, but let us be about winning souls. And we need to just pray and go. that God will send out workers into his vineyard, because we know that the labors are few. We never know what we will encounter, but we know in today's world we are encountering hardship. We are encountering persecution. We're encountering suffering. We're encountering loss of lives. We are encountering starvation. We're encountering prison and going to jail and hardship for the preaching of the gospel. But we're doing no more than God did, because God sent his only begotten Son. No one else could go in his stead. No one else fit the description, because the person that went to the cross had to be blameless and sinless, and we was neither one. The Bible said that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but Jesus was born sinless and sin free. The Bible said Jesus did not sin, neither was a guile found in his mouth. So Jesus was the only one that could go to Calvary cross in our stead. So it's no more than right for you and I, as disciples of Jesus Christ, to be willing to go out, whatever the price of a soul, whatever the price of a soul may cost you and I and us. May it cost hardship. May it cost lack of food. May it cost suffering. May it cost prosecution. May it cost hunger. May it cost imprisonment. May it cost us being in the cold. May it cost us being without food. Whatever the price of a soul being won for the kingdom of God, it will be worth it all. For one soul, hallelujah, then all the 99 sheep, one soul is worth the price of a soul. And that's our sermon on this morning. Price of a soul. Hallelujah. So you can be the next person in your mission field, in your journey, to go out in the highway, in the hedges, and to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to a lost and corrupt world. We're living in a lost and corrupt world. Hallelujah, on today. A world that need to know that Jesus Christ saves, to let them know that he deliver and that he set the captain free. He breaks the chains of the bondage. Hallelujah. He breaks the chains of those that are bound by sin. He breaks the chains of those that are bound by alcohol and booze. He breaks the chains of those that are bound by explicit sex magazine and exploitation of young kids. He breaks the chains of those that don't know their way. God can guide them to him. And all we need to do is be a commissioner of Jesus Christ. Whatever the price of a soul is, don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. But be a bold soldier, and to go everywhere the gospel of Jesus Christ send thee. Hallelujah. You know, when a special delivery letter is handed to you and I and us at our door, it usually means we are receiving something very important. But we know that according to the Bible scholars, Phoebe was the one who hand-delivered a letter of immeasurable value. To the church in Rome, Paul inspired doctrinal masterpiece. And it points out how a lost and sinful humanity can find redemption through faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Phoebe, whose name means bright and radiant, lived in Sisera, a harbor village in eastern Corinth. where Paul had stopped during his third missionary journey. Because of her kindness to him, he wrote to the Romans, "I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Sicily, that you may assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Phoebe has assisted others in getting out the word of God. And like Phoebe, you and I have to be helpers in assisting each and every one in getting out the word of God. That no one can stand before the judgment seat of God and say, no one told me about Jesus Christ. No one opened up the Bible of the word of God to me. No one ever invited me to a church or to a mass. No one ever witnessed to me on a corner. No one ever handed me a brochure of Jesus Christ. But we will be able to go into the utmost part of the world and tell each and every one that are willing to listen about this Jesus who can save, who can deliver, who can set the captain free. Whatever you're bound by, I'm here to encourage your heart on this morning that Jesus can set you free. Hallelujah. Jesus is a deliverer. And we're talking about the price of a soul. We know that no one is rejected. No one is held as a nobody, but everybody is important to Jesus Christ and to the kingdom of God. Everybody is somebody. Like I first stated on the last sermon, you are priceless unto God. You are more valuable than gold, silver, diamonds, rubies. You are important to Jesus Christ. And he don't want one soul lost. He wants everyone that will to come to repentance. So whatever it might cost you, the price of a soul, as being an evangelist, being a commissioner of Jesus Christ, being a deacon, being just a person of interest unto God. Whatever the price is of a soul that it might cost you and I, whatever we might render, like I first stated, might cost us death, might cost us persecution, might cost you and I suffering, might cost us imprisonment, might encounter being hungry and being without a coat or a sweater, being totally in coldness. But whatever the price of a soul, just know Jesus done it first. We just mimicking God because Jesus was the first and the only one that went to Calvary cross and died and bled an inhumane death like anyone had never had in the history of mankind. But on that third day, Jesus triumphant rose from that tomb. And Jesus is sitting right now in the heavenly dominions on the right-hand side of his Father. So just know that Jesus set the stage and we're just being examples of Jesus Christ. Not one soul is invaluable, but all souls are valuable and precious in the eyesight of God. So it is our position, it is our command to go and preach to every creature the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. bless your holy name. You and I and us, spiritual mail carriers, we have the good news that Paul wrote about so many centuries ago. And like Phoebe, we should assist in delivering it by word and deed to people around us who need it, life-giving message. Do good to all and kindness show. That's what God's word command. But when we're serving in Christ's name, we are his feet and hands. We serve God by sharing his word with others. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prepositions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Block Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gerard, California 95020. You can log on to our web address at www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people-friendly. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up now, Hymns of Zion. Encourage your spirit and bless your soul. Bye for
when you Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall. Thank you. for me. Pray for me. The truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things I keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same,
but it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy? I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, you can say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel.
I feel this one right here.
Be happy.
It's out of you to say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now really mean that. Open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah. Yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get tired of it, how you feel. Hey, Jesus, take no
more.
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Thank you.
big time world. She's a mother and a father to one boy and three girls. She got a grandma's Bible next to the bills and a purse. With no more options, she drops her knees in the dirt.
She says,
Lord, please help me. I'm lost. Don't leave. I've tried and tried, but this one thing.
Now the only thing I want to do is everything that's on my heart and do. I gave it all to you. All I want is you. It's funny, everything you thought you knew changes when you think your life is through.
Comes in the morning, how much longer?
do. I knock on heaven's door, cause it won't open. To breathe, too broken to believe. See, I know that you've been here before. But if you look closer, the thing that didn't kill you made you stronger. That's why it's not over. Preach, it's not over. But you don't know where you headed. The prize is never greater than the lesson. The cross you carried really was your blessing. So breathe, can't fight what you can't see. Come on, see, I know that you've been here before. But look, see, you made it. All that you hated, they just made you stronger. That's why it's not over.
There was a time I thought my chance was gone. When the rain stopped, I knew I'd make it home. I feel better. Hello, it's not over.
And it's looking like the hell. Pull up to the ATM. When your enemy turns out to be your best friend, give thanks after each storm, new life prepared. See, your job and that money, it's just a resource. God is your source, and the source wants you to know.
If you got everything,
and trees, every living thing shall turn. Fill me with you right now. Mention my name when you talk to your father today. Life down here feels so strange. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. I got some bad news today. Be nice if you can carry this weight. See, it's got me questioning my faith. What else to do? The safest place to hide is you. You are the door I now walk through. He sees me. 'Cause he hears you, he hears
you.
That's why I need
you.
Can't help but love. He intercedes, yes, for me. He protects me from things unseen, right between God and me. He intercedes. Love you.